السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال تعالى: إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة، يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون. وقال تعالى: قاتلوا المشركين، صدق اللہ العظیم. الحمدللہ ذو فضل کرم ان احسان اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، وی آر اگین آن اے مبارک ڈے آف جمعہ. اٹس اے ویری سیڈ ٹائم ان آور ہسٹری فار دا امہ وین وی سی واٹ از ٹیکنگ پلیس گلوبلی. The sadness is not on what is happening to the people of Gaza. The people of Gaza, those that are being made shaheed, so inshallah ta'ala, they are given the ajr of the shuhada. And whatever difficulty they may be enduring, hunger, pain, injury, displacement, whatever it may be. So, inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow for the ajr of those who do good to go in vain. Doesn't get wasted. So everything, they will be rewarded if they got Allah Ta'ala in front of them and they are remaining with ikhlas and istiqamat. So they will get sawab and reward. The sadness is in the inability and the weakness and the cowardice of the ummah. So there was a time in Makkah Mukarrama, prior to Hijrat, where the Muslims, there was no permission given to them for jihad. Whatever difficulty they endured, they were told, fa'fu wasfahu. You forgive, you forget, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with His hukam, Allah ta'ala comes with His matter, you just carry on forgiving and don't retaliate. So that was the hukam in Makkah Mukarramah. Then in Madinah Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the instruction of jihad. Right? Now, the beautiful thing is, the instruction for jihad came not at the end of the Makkan period, but in the beginning. While Ahkam is still coming down. So it was not that the whole deen needed to be now completed and then only you can go in jihad. No, jihad came in the beginning, in the Madani period, but not Makkan period, in the Madani period. After Hijrat, jihad came in the very beginning. So there are different opinions among the Mufassireen that which was the first ayat that gave permission or instructed jihad. So many are of the opinion that أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. This is the ayat that came down first. And in this ayat, it was more a difa'i jihad. A jihad of defense. That now you, because you are being oppressed so much, so now you have been given permission to fight. But after that, Allah Ta'ala sent other ayat which showed that iqdami jihad also is part of our deen, meaning an offensive jihad, not only a defensive. Aynama thuqifu ukhidhu wa qutilu taqtila. Ayat of this nature we reveal in other places in the Quran. Qatilu al-mushrikeena kaffa kama yuqatilunakum kaffa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. So So this hukam of jihad was given in the beginning of the Madani period, when all the ahkam didn't come down as yet. Right? When we talk about jihad, jihad has got a very, very broad meaning. Jihad is jihad against the nafs. Jihad is jihad against the enemy. Jihad is to strive to acquire the deen of Allah. For example, now students of deen, they are making a jihad, they are striving to acquire the deen of Allah. Jihad is to go and take the word of Allah, going out in jamaat, that's also a type of a jihad. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about qital. Qital, this is to do with fighting the enemy. Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he was a Bukhari Ustad, Bukhari Sharif Ustad. So he mentions that iqdami jihad, an offensive jihad, this is totally in line with even logic. Although we don't need every hukam to be in line with logic, but it is totally in line with logic also. And he gives an example. He says that if there is a dangerous creature in your vicinity, so the usul is you must kill it before it causes you harm. You don't wait, no. You went in your house, there's one big cobra there. It's all right, no man, this cobra is there, it's fine. If it decides to do something, then we'll worry about it that time. For now, let's just leave it there, we all go to sleep. You'll do that. You won't do that. You have to get rid of that thing. Whether you're going to kill it, whether whatever you're going to do with it. Get rid of it, get it out of your home. Get it far away from you. And in our deen, we mustn't be shy. We have been instructed we can kill it. If there's something that is harmful to you, you must kill it. I was at one place one time in the Transkei, and there was one very poisonous snake. Very poisonous snake, a boom slang. It's called a boom slang. It's a very poisonous snake. A very shy snake too, but very poisonous. So, that snake was seen by one brother. He saw the snake and he killed it. So after he killed it, so one person who happens to be a white person, they bichara, this is their jannat. So every creature here too is beloved to them, you know. So he came there, hey, why you all killed this thing? What a beautiful specimen. Why you all killed it, man? You all shouldn't have killed this thing. You should have called me. I would have taken it away safely. And first time we saw the snake in this area. And I said, boy, you think we're going to wait for you to come? One of us will get killed here. So you get rid of the threat. So this is iqdami jihad. There is a threat. You get rid of the threat. You neutralize the threat. Get rid of, so that is iqdami jihad. Right? So we're talking about fighting. The fight, not just jihad in a broad sense, but fighting in the path of Allah. Fighting against the enemies of Allah. This is part and parcel of our deen. Yes, the ulama will explain at which times it is now farz on every able-bodied male to go and take part in the jihad. If there is a threat on a community, then at that time it becomes farz on each and every person. But that all you will find in the kitabs of fiqh. But just to understand this much, that this qital, not just jihad. Jihad is a broad name. Talking about qital, jihad, be safe. This is very, very important aspect of our deen. Right? Now, if you look at it, this qital, the permission for it and the instruction for it was given in the early days of Madinah Munawwara. Why? Because this, through the medium of this qital, you'll be able to establish deen properly. Deen will be able to be established properly. Right? And if a situation arises where that jihad, that qital jihad becomes farz, a person at that time, he can't say, no man, you know what, me, I'm not pious enough. I need to first build my taqwa, first build my piety. Then, yes, we have to build our taqwa, our piety, all that we have to do every day. But now, for example, if hajj becomes farz on a person, right? Now at that time he can't say, but no, I didn't build up my taqwa levels high enough. I'll see now, a couple years time, you know, then I'll decide when my taqwa levels are gone high. No, at that time if Hajj is faraz on him, he has to go. Namaz is faraz, you have to read it. Roza is faraz in Ramadan, you have to keep it. You can't say, no, no, I'm waiting now and I develop my taqwa and I bring full deen in my life, then I'll start fasting. Like that, if jihad, qital, jihad be safe, if qital becomes faraz on a person, right? The ulama explained to us that now it's faraz, you have to go. The khalifa of the time says you have to go. At that time, you can't say, no, I'm still building up my taqwa and all. No, you have to just advance, you have to proceed. This is a faraz, it's compulsory. You have to do it. Right? Now, with this medium of jihad, jihad be safe, this qital, you will be able to spread the deen of Allah. Not that the deen of Allah is spread by the sword. No, it's not spread by the sword. In the qital of the mu'min, there is beauty. The manner in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to even fight in jihad, be safe, in that too there is a beauty. That too is a dawah. And the whole object of qital, be safe, jihad, be safe, is dawah. It's not to go and kill people. Muslims don't just go and start killing people like this Yahud. They just drop bombs and just kill and just carry on. This filthy US president, he just keep vetoing. Every time they say, no, come to some ceasefire, no, just veto. Give them more bombs. Let them. And they call themselves a civilization. What civilization is that? It's not a civilization. It's a barbaric nation. These are barbarians. They're worse than vampires. Even vampires, if there is such a thing like vampires, they drink how much blood they need. These people just kill for fun. They kill for fun. They kill babies, masoom children. They just destroy, they kill. They don't even know who they're killing. They don't know why they're killing. So, through this, jihad is so beautiful. There is so much of fazilat. Al-Jannah tahta zilal al-suyuf. See, Sahaba Nanu, when they went in jihad, you know, Anas bin Nazar radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Anas bin Malik, said, I am perceiving the fragrance of Jannat from the direction of Uhud. So the jihad of a mu'min is beautiful. The jihad of a mu'min is da'wah. And the whole objective of the jihad is da'wah, to bring people to Islam. You go and you first invite people that come and accept this beautiful deen. This is the only thing. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. You are a slave of Allah Ta'ala. You are a makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. You are living under the sky of Allah Ta'ala, on the zameen of Allah Ta'ala, drinking the water of Allah Ta'ala, eating the food of Allah Ta'ala. So you got to comply and follow the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is the message of jihad. When you go, you give them da'wah, they come to Islam. If they got any questions, whatever, no problem. You send knowledgeable people to them. Go and talk to them. Explain to them. Now, if they refuse, and they say, no, we're not prepared to accept. Right? No problem. You don't want to become Muslim. Fine. But we will rule over you. So peacefully, hand us your country, and we will rule over you. You hand us your lands, we will rule over you according to the law of Allah Ta'ala. Because this world belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So His law, even if you are a non-Muslim, you don't want to accept Islam, you will benefit from the law of Islam. Because that is the law of Allah Ta'ala, the one who made you, who created you, who nourished you. That's His law, brought to you by the greatest human being, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you allow us to rule over you, then you'll be doing yourself a favor. You'll be doing your whole community a favor. And then you will be given a window on how Muslims behave. And you yourself will see the beauty of Islam. And then many of you will accept Islam and you'll be saving yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Right? Now if they refuse that also, then now that is a gangrenous limb. It's a limb that has got gangrene. So that limb needs to be chopped off to save the rest of the body. Because if you're going to leave the gangrene, then that kufr and shirk and atheism and Abrahamic accord and all the other fitan, they're going to continue promoting it. Right? They're going to continue promoting it. And then the community, that place, the community, they're not going to be able to see the beauty of Islam. So you got to chop off that gangrenous limb. Why? Because we are the Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala on earth. And we take this deen so seriously that when it, we're supposed to be, I'm not saying I do, I'm weak. We're supposed to be taking it so seriously that in the process of chopping off that gangrenous limb, if I have to give my life also, it's worth it. It's worth it. Because I'm Allah's. I'm Allah's and I need to establish Allah Ta'ala's deen. So if I have to give my life in establishing Allah Ta'ala's deen, that's why Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. I want to give my life in Allah's path. I want to be given life again, martyred again, give life again, martyred again. In one place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that after going to Jannat and seeing the pleasures of Jannat, nobody wants to come back to earth besides a shaheed. A shaheed, when he sees how much of honor Allah Pak gave him, he says, if only I can go back 10 times. 10 times I can go give my life again 10 times. If I had 10 lives, I'll give all my lives. So this whole system of jihad is for what? To establish the deen of Allah. That the law of Allah must reign supreme. The Shariat, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah. Right? So then, whenever there is any judgment that needs to be passed, whenever there is any dispute, whenever there is any problem that takes place, reference must be made to Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. The judgment must be passed according to Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. And in each and every aspect. One is today, we don't want to accept that my life must be according to Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. And even those who say that, no, we have to make reference to Quran and Hadith, but they make exclusions. They say, no, but see, Hajj not now. Say, Hajj not now. The people are still weak. So if the person is saying people are weak, so other people will say, okay, so if you're excluding Hajj, so we'll exclude Hajj and this and that because we're weaker. And the other person will say, but we'll exclude Hajj, we'll exclude this, we'll exclude that because we the weakest. So where we'll end up? We'll make a kachumbar of the deen. This is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away and all the iftidat took place and then the people refused to pay the zakat, he said, if a person don't give me one string which he was giving to Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will wage jihad against them. Must any deficiency come in the deen of Allah Ta'ala while I'm alive? Can't happen. Because he was a true Khalifa. He was a true Khalifa. Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala. Khalifa of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their mission in life was to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So your court system, your qazi, your judge, he must make reference to Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif in each and everything. In Hajj and everything. The whole of deen must come alive. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. You're going to bring iman in some of book, portion of the book, and then you're going to disbelieve in some portion of the book. The Hajj is a penalty from Allah Ta'ala. You can't say I'm too weak to follow the Hajj. The Hajj is a penalty from Allah Ta'ala. When one lady, Makhzumi lady, she committed theft, and then, because she was from a noble family also, so they said, no, who's going to go and make sifarish? That a hand mustn't get chopped off. So they said, no, only person, Hibbu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Usama bin Zaid. Oh, he's the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let him go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usama radiallahu anhu goes to Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah. Came to intercede on behalf of this Makhzoom Yadi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, are you interceding regarding a penal code of Allah Ta'ala? The Yahud were destroyed like this. When some noble person from their community, when some penalty had to come on a noble person, they said, no, man, give chance, last chance. And somebody who didn't have any standing in society, they said, no, carry out the Hajj. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu ta'ala, if she have to come with tip, I'll cut her hand. Where can we come today and say that no, we'll accept the Shariat but not hudud? There's a deficiency in us. We can't say no, we'll wait till we get more pious, then we bring the had. No. The law of Allah ta'ala has to be established. Each and everything. You can't make the cake and say, I'll leave the sugar out. You can't say, no, I'll bake the whole cake, I'll leave the eggs out. What cake you gonna have? Each and every ingredient have to go in there. Then you will get the cake. Each and every hukam of Allah ta'ala has to be established. Has to be acted upon. Prohibitions have to be stayed away from. Then we will see the beautiful picture of deen. Today the non-Muslims are not accepting Islam because they can't see the picture of Islam. They can't see the beautiful picture of Islam. What are they going to accept? Why is it we saying that there is a delay in the Nusrat of Allah? Allah Ta'ala is assisting individuals, there is no doubt about that. But why are we not seeing that so much Nusrat coming, that these enemies of Islam are not just being wiped out? And there's so much of suffering in the Muslim Ummah. Why are we not seeing? Because we are not doing that which will attract the Nusrat of Allah. 54 countries gather. For what? To meet one another, give a few kisses on the cheek, have a good meal, sleep in a nice hotel, and take out one, we condemn this. What is that? What is that? It's weakness of the ummah. It's my weakness. It's your weakness. Those are our leaders. Their weakness is a mirror of our weakness. That's why they only did that much. So now how is the Nusrat of Allah going to come? When an army will advance with this niyat that we are going to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala, now you are different from the kafir. Because the kafir is going to establish his constitution. He's going to establish his capitalism. He's going to establish his democracy. He's going to establish his communism. His atheism. So he doesn't have the help of Allah Ta'ala. When the mu'min is going to establish the very same thing, why must he get the help of Allah Ta'ala? He's not establishing the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The kafir wants gold, the Muslim wants gold. The kafir wants land, the Muslim wants land. The kafir wants enjoyment, the Muslim wants enjoyment. So what difference is there from a ruling point of view? Why must the Muslim be given land? Why must he be given countries when he's not going to establish the Shariat? He's not going to establish the rule and the law of Allah Ta'ala. So when the ummah, me and you, make up this, that we are going to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala, you don't need thousands, you don't need countries, you don't need anything. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started off one person. One person that I'm going to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And then see how Allah's Nusrat came. The first battle, 313 sahaba nonum, ill-equipped. Nothing. But they were going to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's Nusrat. The moment the insan's attention moved from Allah Ta'ala and came on himself, then there was temporary defeat, Battle of Hunain. The moment the ummah moved away, maybe due to a misunderstanding from the command of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there was a type of a defeat, Battle of Uhud. When the ummah remained steadfast, the whole alliance came, Battle of Khandaq. They didn't even have to fight them. Allah Ta'ala sent the wind. Allah Ta'ala overturned the pots of the kuffar, overturned the tents of the kuffar, slapped them with the sand of the desert, and they had to put tail between their legs and run. Why? Because that army was there, made so much of mujahada, stones to their bellies tied, digging the trench, turning to Allah, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. And the focus is on Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's Nusrat. So the focus of the ummah needs to turn to Allah Ta'ala and establishing the deen of Allah Ta'ala. in our personal life, in our family's life, in our community's life, and in the whole world. We can't do it. Allah Ta'ala can do it. But we have to make a start. We have to make a start. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq. Allah give you tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Today, we don't want to talk about qital. We don't want to talk about jihad, be safe. This is an integral part of our deen. Integral part of our deen. With the barakat of this, deen will come alive. Deen will come alive. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when the ummah will leave, the ummah will remain on goodness until this part of deen is alive. So the opposite will be true. That the day we leave this, then we won't be on goodness. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah guide us. Allah Ta'ala give us a leader. Allah Ta'ala show us the way. We are like lost people wandering in the valley of tea. We have become like that. Lost people don't know which way to turn. We can only cry to Allah Ta'ala, but have that cry in the heart. And I want to establish the deen of Allah. Then Allah's nusrat, Allah's madad, Allah's guidance, Allah's protection must come. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.